ash fell from the sky, then watched the downy flakes drift through the air, leisurely, careless, free. The puffs of soot fell like black snowflakes descending upon the dark city of Luthadel. They drifted in corners, blowing in the breeze and curling in tiny whirlwinds over the cobblestones. They seemed so uncaring. What would that be like? Vin sat quietly in one of the crew's watchholes, a hidden alcove built into the bricks on the side of the safe house. From within it, a crew member could watch the street for signs of danger. Vin wasn't on duty. The watchhole was simply one of the few places where she could find solitude. And Vin liked solitude.
"When you're alone, no one can betray you,"
Reen's words. Her brother had taught her so many things, then had reinforced them by doing what he'd always promised he would, by betraying her himself.
"It's the only way you'll learn. Anyone will betray you, Vin. Anyone."
The ash continued to fall. Sometimes Vin imagined she was like the ash, or the wind, or the mist itself. A thing without thought, capable of simply being, not thinking, caring, or hurting. Then she could be free. She heard shuffling a short distance away. Then the trap door at the back of the small chamber snapped open.
"Vin,"
Ulef said, sticking his head into the room.
"There you are. Cameron's been searching for you for a half hour."
"That's kind of why I hid in the first place."
"You should get going,"
Ulef said.
"The job's almost ready to begin."
Ulef was a gangly boy. Nice, after his own fashion. Naive, if one who had grown up in the underworld could ever really be called naive. Of course, that didn't mean he wouldn't betray her. Betrayal had nothing to do with friendship. It was a simple fact of survival. Life was harsh on the streets, and if a scar thief wanted to keep from being caught and executed, he had to be practical. And ruthlessness was the very most practical of emotions.